My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by and hopefully take away great information. Information that you can use for your good health, making better, wiser, healthier, more decisive decisions. Because let's face it, the more educated we are, the more knowledge we have, the better decisions we're going to make, and we're going to hopefully stop guessing and just thinking that something is better than nothing. With just a little bit more effort, we could find out what might be the best for us as far as our health. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the premier guest in the industry. The best of the best, the company founders, the formulators, the educators, and the people that are making a difference in the world of our health and providing us with great choices for the best of the best products, high integrity products from companies that think of us, the consumer, first. Thank you for stopping by today. This is the Staying Healthy radio show. And remember, if you can't tune in live every single day, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived daily, put on my webpage for on-demand download podcasts when it's convenient for you. My webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can listen to the shows when it works for your schedule, anytime. And I think that's a good thing. I love technology. Every day on the show, we bring you the relevant topics, as well as the viewpoints and the information to teach us a little bit more from my awesome guest. And then I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are knowledgeable about every single thing that you can think of. They can answer your questions in a very knowledgeable way. They take the time to make sure that you have what you need to be able to really get the best information. And because they only carry the best of the best products, they make sure that you have the availability of choosing from the cream of the crop in every department of the store. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, getting ready to celebrate their 35th anniversary. The celebration is going to be Saturday, March 2nd, 11:30 to 4 p.m. They're working on giveaways and prizes and baskets and samples and demonstrations and all that fun stuff. Their anniversary parties are always awesome. And you get to meet a lot of the demo people. You can talk to anyone at the store. I think it's always a really, really good thing. And they love being able to share their anniversary with the people that have, you know, been with them for a long time. And even the people that are just new to the store, they want you to come by and enjoy their anniversary. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, leave your email, and you'll be able to start getting coupons and newsletters and all that good information. It's StayHealthyLasVegas.com. And while you're there, read the industry articles. Take the time to become part of the things that we have to do in our life, which is learn and be educated and become knowledgeable. And these articles really bring us up to date because they're relevant topics. Plus, you spend a little time on their webpage, you'd be surprised how deep and how many layers it goes down with information. I kind of go there every once in a while, and then it's like 2 hours later, and I'm still there looking at stuff and learning, because you never stop learning. Also, don't forget to give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page as well. Alrighty, let me see. Yep, my fun guests are going to be here today. Carl and Joan Robinson are here today. We're going to be talking about their groundbreaking line that is still breaking records all over the place. They're liquid tinctures from Cedar Bear Naturals. Carl and Joan are health educators, co-founders of liquid dietary supplement manufacturer Cedar Bear Naturals. A clinical and formulary herbalist and nutritional therapist with a master's of herbology in herbal pharmacognosy and pharmacology, Carl has been an insider to the herbal products industry for over 30 years and was involved in passage of state legislation that in turn became the template for the federal government's Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1984, or DSHEA. He is also the author of numerous white pages and published works and educational courses on herbs and natural health. Over 30 years ago, he developed the unique multi-step approach to producing liquid herbs without alcohol. The Tink Track process was born, the Cedar Bear still uses today. Joan is a traditional herbalist, a yoga instructor, meditation facilitator, an organic gardener, and the former lead writer with a nationally distributed herb journal and natural health newsletter. She is the daughter of an MD internist who co-founded the largest medical clinic in the Northwest, and having herself been inflicted with a disabling autoimmune condition at an early age, she overcame it using her knowledge and using holistic means, natural holistic means. She's got the firsthand experience with using this natural approach to health building. And the two of them together, well, they're just unstoppable. Help me welcome my guest, Carl, Joan. Hey, guys.
Well, hello there.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing really good. Thank you very much.
Oh, great. Well, great to be back with you again. And I think it's going to be a good thing. This is Heart Health Month. And I just read this brilliant article that you did, Joan, on circulatory system and heart health. Nice job.
Hey, thank you.
So let's talk about this. You know, a lot of people, when they think circulatory system, they automatically think cold hands, cold feet. You know, their circulatory system's not working like it used to, and they think that they just kind of need to increase their circulation a little bit. But the circulatory system is not just cold hands and cold feet. It is the transport of oxygen and blood and nutrients and everything throughout every part of our body. And if it's not working well, we can have some problems.
Absolutely. Yes, there's no question that we can have some problems. I think one of the things I look at so much when I'm doing clinical work, and especially when I was at the thick end of doing clinical consults, was people that had high blood pressure, cholesterol problems, other heart-related problems, things like that they'd come to me with. I'd oftentimes get asked the question, if there was one single thing, what would that be that you would suggest me to do? And I always tell them, I'd say, drink plenty of water. Your bloodstream can't work without adequate amounts of water. The CDC saw a few years back released a study showing that for women, if they drank 50% more water than they normally did during the day, because in our society we tend to drink too little water, being active, going about and everything. Mm-hmm. But if a woman would double her intake of water and drink at least six to eight glasses of water at 8 ounces a glass a day, they could decrease heart problems, heart attacks, by 35%. That's huge. But what was even more surprising, it's 50% for men.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the next thing, you know, that we don't do enough of to keep the old ticker moving things along is we don't eat a diet that's conducive to heart health. In fact, our society, as time has moved on, I mean, look around, more and more fast food restaurants going in and different brands entering the market and everything. You know, well, where do they sell all this food? They sell it to us, and most of that food, as good as it may taste, it's not always the most healthy. I mean, they cook with oils that are not good for your deep frying for your health. They'll use ingredients, preservatives, and just all kinds of things, and the methods of preparation are not good for the heart. And then the third thing is just the good old thing, exercise. The body has to move. The body has to stay active, to move the lymph and to move the and to stimulate the heart so that the heart comes up and all the good things that go along there. So those three things there, drink plenty of water, eat the right kind of food, and exercise, there are three things that in the most basic of things, and it doesn't cost us money to do those things, as far as anything. You're already paying money for food. Purchase good food. But exercise and water, the only thing that's not in there is get plenty of sunshine.
You know, the thing about it is I think today we notice a big difference. This is just kind of my mind working. I think that we notice more circulatory problems today, obviously, with heart disease and all these different things hitting people at a much younger age and a broader spectrum of age levels. But I think it has to do a lot with, you know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, even up to 100 years ago, people were much more active. They were moving. They were doing more physical work. They ate good food that was real food. We didn't have the chemicals and the saturated fat and the trans fats and all the pesticides, all the preservatives and all that garbage. People ate good food, a lot of it, but they worked it off and they were cardiovascular fit, you know, individuals. Today, we eat all the junk with all the clogged up stuff that is filling up and closing the gaps in our body of blood flow, and then we're sedentary on top of it, and then we add stress and chemicals and all the other stuff. We have to do something about it today because our lifestyle does not provide the circulatory push that we need. That was just something that was just living 100 years ago.
Well, that's true. Now, let's add to it also that we don't get enough sleep, and we don't get enough unbroken sleep.
Well, and stress puts stress on our hearts, on our cardiovascular system, on our endocrine system, on everything around us. So there are things that we can do, like taking care of ourselves with doing something good and calming and that we love, brings us joy every day in our lives. It's really an important part. And then adjusting the fluid intake and the food intake. You can actually eat pretty darn healthy out there if you're out and about, if you work hard at it. You have to be conscious of the choices you make, because my health needs are such that I can't eat 90% of what's out there in a restaurant or fast food place. I have to choose very, very carefully when I'm traveling around, and I do tend to eat an extremely healthy diet even with that. So it's just being conscious. But there are wonderful, wonderful herbs that help us with our heart health, with our daily health, that can help support and build and maintain and even, you know, help give that push we need. And that's what Cedar Bear's work's all about.
Now, when people start to think about their circulatory system, many times it's like other things in our life. We don't think about eating too much sugar till we become a diabetic. We don't think about taking care of our joints until they're deteriorating. We don't think about our circulatory system till we have a heart attack, a stroke, or we start having circulatory problems and vascular problems. So do we need to address it two different ways, one on a preventative basis and one on a, oh, my God, I need to start doing this now phase?
Yes and yes. That daily, every single day approach of taking care of our bodies, taking care of our health is so very important. Yeah, and they're the, oh, my goodness, I've got to do something right now, things that can be done.
Okay, here's a question that just came in. She said, I've had bad circulation in my legs for a long time, and my doctor told me that my vascular circulation was poor and just told me to walk. I'm walking every day, and it's gotten better. What do I do above and beyond that? Because they made no other suggestions other than keep moving.
Keep moving. That is a good start. You know, the cardiovascular system, and as we have been, so many of us, so sedentary and such, it starts tightening up. Tightening up, it's lack of elasticity in our heart and veins that brings that blood pressure issues and the not moving and tightening down that also interferes with our fluid dynamics and that problem in the legs. the heart healthy herbal things that you can do, there is, we have a formula called Cardio Heart Daily. This Cardio Heart Daily formula, it helps, it has herbs in it to help the heart strengthen and be more elastic, and helps the oxygen uptake into your bloodstream and from your oxygen from breathing, and it just helps everything move better.
One thing that this listener needs to know also is that all cardiologists recommend that a person, especially as we get older, that they do walk at least 5,000 to 10,000 steps a day. There are apps you can put on your cell phones. In fact, Apple comes with an app called, Apple Health. And it's got a neat little thing in there where it'll record. You have to keep the phone on you, but it'll record how many steps a day you take, miles that you've gone, things like that. So it's not just walking. It's how much walking you're doing, whether the heart really starts to benefit or not. And, of course, with her fluid retention in her legs, that would only help. Another thing that would help is, through the day, make sure that this person needs to make sure they're putting their feet up in the air. Are they wearing compression socks? Nothing really aggressive, but just lightly wearing a compression sock through the day. Hey, I wear them. I wear the light ones you can get in the pharmacy, and it's kind of nice to be able to take them off and see that my feet and my lower extremity is just completely just fine, and it feels better. And it's especially good for people that do a lot of walking and are quite active. So there's that side that helps also. Nutritionally, I think the thing she needs to look very, very closely at is she eating enough fiber? Is she getting enough fluid in her system? I mention fiber because a lot of stuff can back up in the system if the bowels are not running the way they're supposed to, because you get a lot of toxins that will not move through the system as quickly. It'll stress the kidneys. It'll stress the liver. And as that builds up, that can also put pressure on the lymphatic system. And that's why there's the fluid retention in the lower extremities. There's a condition, as a matter of fact. It used to be called dropsy. It's basically congestive heart failure, where congestion builds up in the system because it's not able to get out fast enough. And a lot of times, the bowel is the key to that. Keep the bowel regular. I'm not saying that it should be in a state of diarrhea, but keep the bowel regular. Eat plenty of foods with plenty of fiber. Now, in order to do that, you got to be eating more fresh foods, more foods that are not fast food type of foods and bind up the system.
You know, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that, if you work on your circulatory system, it's not that it's just really effective for helping your heart and getting blood to the brain and even affecting your digestive system positively and getting, blood down the hands and the legs and the return of that blood. But, I think what a lot of people don't realize is that when your circulatory system is working good, you have more energy.
Well, yeah, it's got to get that. If it's working good, you're getting energy, you're getting oxygen and nutrients, and the blood is properly pulling off the metabolic waste and byproducts, getting them out the kidneys and all that kind of breathing. And so, yes, absolutely.
I think it's just something that we don't talk enough about. When you take a look at some of the information that's out there, I think that a lot of people just don't realize that, your blood is continually working. There is no vacation for the heart. The heart is pumping so much, and it just never stops. It doesn't get time off. And if we don't make it easier for it to pump, and if we don't make it easier to have our blood flowing through the veins and through the arteries and to the heart and to the organs, that's when we start to have problems. They say that some people that go in, their blood is as thick as molasses. And I try to tell people, we want it somewhere around red Kool-Aid. We want it to be able to flow through and not be oozing through, because when it slows down and it's sluggish, things also start to stick to it. And then we start having platelet aggregation and we start having blockages. And blockages are very common today.
Well, Dr. Edstrom of Sweden, back in, I think it was the 1950s, maybe even a little earlier, a little later than that, but in Sweden did landmark studies on blood quality and oxygenation. And what his studies found was that when the blood gets that thickness that you talk about, meaning that it's not conditioned enough. Conditioned means, you know, that it has a quality of thinness and flow to it and everything like that. He found that not only did the particulate matter increase in blood that was not properly conditioned, was getting thicker, but parasite counts. He actually saw in the microscopes the parasite count increase, and the kinds of things are not supposed to be in the blood. He also found this aggregation of red blood cells. You know, they weren't as robustly scarlet red. They were more of a dark, going a rusty red, and they were sticking together, and there was floaties in there. So what he would do, he just did the simple thing of opening up the windows of his clinic, his hospital, and exposing the people to sunshine, fresh air, having them get up and walk around and drinking water. And then he would go and he'd test their blood, and he found that their blood was moving away from being thick. It was flowing a little better. There was less floaties. The red blood cells became more independent, more bright, and everything like that. And then over a period of weeks of doing this, along with changing their diet, which I believe included a much more what you call a scratch diet, meaning fresh foods from the kitchen, over a period of weeks, their blood did a substantial turnaround. But what was amazing was that as the blood got back to where it's healthy, there was less of this this parasite and particulate matter showing up in the blood, and it reflected itself in people's rosy cheeks and bushy, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and had a lot more energy. And many consider that a landmark study. And, of course, a lot of modern circles, they ignore such a thing because it's too natural, it's too easy, it's too simple. And yet, this was an acclaimed Swedish medical doctor who found this stuff.
You know, a lot of people are chiming in saying, I'm on a blood thinner and my doctor's still having a hard time getting my blood thin enough. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, that's one of those things that your heart, your body may be being stubborn about it. And if you're wanting to work with herbs to help with that, boy, we've got some great approaches that can be helpful.
Yeah, one of the things that's a rising concern out there, and I say this because I got hit with it, and that's your heart going into AFib, atrial fibrillation. It's where the heart beats too fast, it's off. And in an echocardiogram, the P wave, it's the very first P wave that goes beep before you get the big beep, big spike, you know, the big beep. That little blip prepares the heart and the ventricles to be able to function normally. If it's not going, then you have this electrical pimple flying all over the place on the upper chambers of the heart. It's not properly sequencing the heartbeat, and so the heartbeat ends up fluttering, going too fast, and things like that. I bring that up because one of the common things you have to watch out for AFib is blood clots forming in the upper chambers of the heart. Well, the way they handle that is they give you blood thinners until the AFib can settle down or the AFib corrects itself, and even for a period thereafter. One of the things that I do, you know, when I'm taking the blood thinner is coming off of it, I'll be using herbs that have a healthy blood conditioning effect. I wouldn't say, I don't like to use the word blood thinner, but conditioning is a very, very appropriate word because that's what we want to do. We want to have the blood so that there is a natural, I call it a detergent action. All a detergent action means is that it's keeping the blood conditioned, thin, flow, moving, making sure the dirty stuff is getting out of there. So you got to be very careful not to do the thing you're talking about here with the blood getting all clogged up, thick, hard to move, oxygen, because one of the things is a lack of oxygen can cause those electrical impulses that would normally work in the heart to suddenly be challenged, stressed, and eventually the heart kind of in the upper chambers goes boop, and it goes off timing. The timing gets off.
You know, a lot of people today are finding out that they have blockages, Carl. And, you know, they go to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, they do tests on them, and they find out that they've got a 50% clog, a 60, 70, 80. I've heard of 90% clogged veins and arteries. And, you know, the people had no idea that they did, I mean, until there was a problem. But, you know, those carotid arteries that go up the sides of the neck, you know, if you've got poor circulation, it's going to affect your concentration, your balance, your eye health, and I still think it's just a lack of knowledge sometimes how important, you know, getting the blood to the tissues and to the heart and through the capillaries and, you know, and moving it around the body, how important it is. But also not that difficult with some changes.
Well, I'm going to shock the listeners here and you with an experience. And I met a young man. He was just in his late 30s, early 40s. He had just got out of quintuple open heart bypass surgery.
Oh, my God.
Now, this young man was an exercise freak. That's what he called himself. He ran, he jogged, he lifted weights and everything. He ate a good diet. He says, I'm not into fast foods and stuff. Drank plenty of water. He did all the right things. Goes in, he's having problems, and they discover he's got these blocked arteries. As they get into it, they find out, oh, you got a genetic predisposition. So a lot of times, the surprise is you do everything you're supposed to do and should do, and you still get hit with it. So I asked him, I said, so what do you think about that? And he says, you know what? He says, I go on with life. I do what I'm supposed to do right. He says, this one just totally surprised me. And he said, so, you know, I have to still make some adjustments and things like that. The point is that those kinds of things can hit you out of nowhere, even for those that have a pretty darn healthy lifestyle. And so I asked him, I said, so again, you know, you have to go back and do it over again. What's your view of the fact that you did live, you know, an active, healthy lifestyle and still got hit with this? And he said, well, I sure as heck would not go back to not doing the healthy lifestyle. He said, because consider this, maybe I was able to come through this and deal with this much more better because I was living a healthy, active lifestyle. Wow, that's a great attitude.
We're talking today with Carl and Joan Robinson, and we're talking about your circulatory system because it's Heart Health Month. We're going to get into some of the things you can pick up at Stay Healthy from their awesome line of liquid herbal tinctures right after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Carl and Joan.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids. Hey, you need to take care of that cough.
I've tried everything, and I just can't get rid of it.
I'll bet you haven't tried Tinctract.
What's a Tinctract?
A Tinctract is a liquid herbal product made by Cedar Bear Naturals. It's more than a tincture and more than an extract, and that's why they call it a Tinctract.
I've tried liquid herbs before. They taste awful.
Not Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts. They taste great. Tinctracts are totally alcohol-free, and they don't use preservatives or sugar either.
How long have you been using them?
Remember when that flu was going around last spring? I was really worried that our whole family would get sick, and a friend told me about them. We've been using Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts ever since. Whatever our family's health needs are, we can find a Tinctract for it. And since they work so well, I know I'm getting my money's worth.
Thanks. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get rid of this cough.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use, and they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought herbs for pets?
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Radua Charleston in the Touted Country Center.
Hey, you look miserable.
Oh, I've got these rotten allergies and nothing seems to help much, and I can't stand the side effects of those over-the-counter remedies.
I'll bet you haven't tried Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctrax.
Cedar Bear who?
Cedar Bear Naturals. They make these great liquid herbal products called Tinctrax. I had a cough I couldn't get rid of, and a friend told me all about them. I tried one of the formulas for coughs, and it worked like a charm, and without any side effects. I've been using Tinctrax ever since.
Well, do you think they've got anything that'll help me feel better?
Oh, they have lots of formulas and single herbs that help strengthen your general health, and others that work directly for specific symptoms, like your sniffles.
Well, can I give Tinctrax to my kids?
Absolutely. Cedar Bear Naturals has a whole line of formulas for children. We've been using them for our entire family, and our kids love them.
Thanks. I can't wait to try them. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctrax, maybe I can finally get a handle on my allergies and my kids' health needs, too.
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Radua Charleston in the Touted Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Take the time to get to know these amazing people at Stay Healthy. They are not only wonderful and passionate and friendly and knowledgeable, but they're going to make the experience of getting healthy that much easier. And you know, we got enough craziness in the world out there, and it's tough just getting things balanced and trying to find our way, but they're going to help to give you the tools to make sure you're heading in the right direction. And don't forget the 35th anniversary party. It's Saturday, March 2nd, 11:30 to 4 p.m. Tons of giveaways and giveaway baskets and prizes and samples and demos and all that fun stuff. And you can come and chat with the entire staff and, you know, get to know them in person. Again, maybe you've met some of them, but not all of them. Wayne will be there. He's been the owner. Now it's his 35th anniversary. You'll be able to meet Wayne as well. But it's a great day to be able to go there and start really taking a look at this awesome store. Today, we're talking with Carl and Joan Robinson, and we're talking about heart health and cardiovascular health. And a question came in right during the break, guys, and it says, I am in great health. I'm an athlete. Do I need to worry about my circulatory system?
I don't think you need to worry. The listener doesn't need to worry, but we should have what's called a conscious concern. Yeah. For continuing to do the right things. The problem is, unless you've got a problem, you don't do anything about it. And it's not that a person needs to be paranoid. It's not that a person needs to act as if they're in crisis. I think that the people, this listener and people in that situation, just need to use some common sense and, you know, proceed forward with the preventative, because that's what's getting missing is the preventative. And like most things in life, there's no 100% guarantee that it's going to be 100%, you know, to the expectation. But even if things should go south, like it did for that young, you know, early 40-something young man who had the open-heart surgery, like he said, I'm still better off having done the right thing, even though I got hit with this. Who knows where I'd have been if I hadn't been doing the healthy stuff. So, worried? No. Consciously concerned? Absolutely.
Absolutely. And when you do your daily supplement support, the antioxidant daily is fabulous. The herbal iron or herbal blood thinner, that helps with oxygenation in the blood and in the body, helps your energy level just based on that. And athletically minded younger person might want our brain booster that helps with oxygenation in the whole circulatory system. When you're 40 plus, the Ginkgo Memory Build is just an amazing everyday use formula that can help your cardiovascular system and heart and brain health just click right along. So those are some suggestions.
You know, the other thing that is, you know, when you come out of a trauma, a heart attack, a stroke, you know, you've got blood sugar problems going under control, your doctor is going to give you suggestions for diet, and they will almost always tell you to increase your circulation by exercising. And I think a lot of people do it out of fear at the beginning, but it doesn't take long for people to sometimes slide into their old habits.
Oh, I think most actually do it out of grudge. I don't like exercising. It takes time. It's boring. All that stuff. Yeah, I'm guilty. I stand accused on the stand of having had that same attitude. So, you know, the thing is, like all things that we may not like or just kind of poo-hoo to the side, repetition makes for habit, and that's the main thing. You just get into it, and suddenly the system just accepts it. And so,
yeah. And one thing, it's not just the circulatory system or the cardiovascular system. The immune system, the lymphatic system. The two work hand in hand, and they can't work well if you're not active. Now, here's some interesting statistics on heart health, because people, I mean, we don't think about that thing, that pump in our body that works day after day after day, second after second. It's not just beating that 60-100 times a minute. It beats about 30 million beats a year. I mean, my gosh. I mean, 30 million beats a year, 2.5 billion times by the time you're in your 60s. That's a lot of beats. But it's supposed to be pumping your blood through your body, in all of it moving in less than a minute. Now, for it to move that quickly, we have to do our part of moving the body so the heart can be strong. It's a muscle. We got to build it and keep it strong. So, yes, it's very, very important when your doctor says, yeah, get moving. The doctor really means it.
You know, the other thing that I find when I'm looking at this is that your formulas are so easy to use, and I want people to be reminded, if you're just tuning in for the first time, yes, we are talking about herbal liquid tinctures. Their entire line is brilliant. They have all the singular herbs. They have these wonderful formulations where they've taken the guesswork out for us. So all we have to remember to do is use them. Now, if some of you, like me, literally had a bad taste in your mouth with the old form of liquid herbal tinctures, which, I can't even describe how terrible the disgusting they were. You know, even though I would know that I needed them and that would have benefited from them, I used them 2-3 times and that was it. I couldn't stand them. Because there's no alcohol in here and they use a glycerin base, they taste incredible. And you're going to enjoy using something that works so well. Most people enjoy the taste, but they come back because of the success of the product. And I think that just needs to be said.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. We really, really do. They're so... herbs are amazing. Mother Nature's remedies, Mother Nature's support, and we can have them in our daily lives to help build balance and protect our health. And for the cardiovascular health, the herb that is the number one heart-building herb is called hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry, people remember that. And so our herbal formulas that have that wonderful hawthorn berry in it are the Cardio Heart Daily. That, and the thing with hawthorn berry is it works better the longer you take it. You can take that herb every day for months and months, and it will build your heart every day. And so Cardio Heart Daily has multiple herbs along with hawthorn berry. So does the Cholesterol Balance. Cholesterol Balance helps with that elasticity talked about earlier and keeping the blood flowing so it doesn't get all the sticky stuff that builds up in our arteries. The ginkgo memory build. Ginkgo is wonderful for oxygenating the brain, but it also oxygenates the rest of our cardiovascular system. These things are just really great. Daily use, health building, and healthful herbal formulas.
Carl, got a question for you. Is it men or women that have worse circulation, or does it know no gender?
I think that it's interesting. I think men have worse circulation. Mm-hmm. I think women have more critical heart problems because it's been found that women don't survive heart attacks as well as men do. However, women tend to live longer, have healthier circulation than men do for some reason or another. And I think that I've read somewhere, one of the things of pursuing the testosterone factor is that we sacrifice, especially going into older years when we should be allowing the testosterone to diminish and go down, is that we do sacrifice our heart and our circulatory health. So, you know, sometimes letting nature take its course as far as hormones is concerned and eating a good diet and drinking plenty of water and exercising, using our supplements, is probably the best way to go. So the question you asked, as far as a generality is concerned, there is a basis to it, but it's more complicated than that.
Well, I'd like to add, because we do know that more women are having more cardiovascular and heart issues now than they used to in the old Leave It to Beaver days of the more gentle, less stressful, at-home, taking care of the family lifestyle. But truly, this genetic thing is also a piece of it. Carl actually, we'll get a little personal there on family information. He has two sisters that he didn't know till this year have been having heart attacks, heart issues for several years.
Oh my.
They just never told him.
They have a left bundle branch condition. And
it's genetic.
And it's genetic. It came through their dad.
And his brother has had heart issues for many, many years. Gosh, he was in his 30s with his first heart attack.
His was caused by his time in Vietnam.
That's correct.
Agent Orange.
But there was a genetic thing in that family. And so, yeah, we've been really focused on heart health this last while.
You know, I know a friend of mine who has been vegan and vegetarian, then vegan, and exercised every day, probably the most physically fit, chiseled body you've ever seen, amazing, positive person, no stress, just you would think that this would be the kind of the thing we would all strive to want to be. And he had a massive heart attack about 3 weeks ago, and the doctor just said that that doesn't look like there's any major damage, but they were really shocked. They were working on him thinking, this guy is like a chiseled athlete. And they said that he was adopted, so they were thinking that it was a genetic thing that he just didn't know about with the family that adopted him.
Well, you know, another thing, Jeffrey, is he may on the outside look the personification of
True.
A relaxed, non-stressed guy, but is he a type B personality where he stuffs everything inside and nobody knows what's going on because he doesn't say anything, but he's just getting eaten to pieces inside with his own internal stress and everything like that. Let me tell you something. The research clearly shows that a type A person may be blowing out all over the place, and they may have their own, you know, unique problems with cardiovascular health. But a type B person also has problems because their nerves are, you know, internally are uptight. In other words, they're putting a mask on as far as their emotionality is concerned. And when I've been confronted with people and family member, a husband, a wife, or one of their kids says, oh, you know, dad's this or mom's this, I just look at them and I say, but do you feel that way inside? And just about every time they say, yeah, I'm pretty stressed inside. I just don't show it.
Kind of the people that bottle everything up.
Yeah. And it's not bad nor good. It's just, that's just a difference in personality types.
Right. You know, and I do think, I mean, that's some of the questions cardiologists will usually ask people. Are you a type A personality? And, you know, they say with those type A personalities, with the amount of stress, and even though they may be active and doing the right things, you're right. I guess it can actually affect what's going on the inside, the out of sight, out of mind things.
Right. And the type B, as I'm saying, they just tend to just look, they look easy, salt of the earth type of individuals. Oh, boy, they just stuff it, hold it in, and push it down into their gut. A lot of times those people are the ones that have the most digestive problems, not type A people, but type B people.
So if somebody had to pick up, say, two products or three products in your line that would really be good for their moving forward cardiovascular health, what would you suggest?
Well, it depends on what is going on with them. If it's general support, my everyday health, that antioxidant daily, the herbal iron, herbal blood builder, if they've got issues that they know is going on or could creep up, the cardio heart daily, the cholesterol balance, and our number one other is the iodine.
Yeah, I would say the for day-to-day, you're saying two products. Just choose two products. Do the cardio heart daily and the Zodine.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, and you know, it's really funny, Carl, how you can tie iodine into things where other people will not even allow it to come into the club because they don't think about it.
Well, doctor,
why we developed it.
Doctor in Boulder, Colorado, his name just slipped me. It'll come to me. He had a clinic, and he had astounding clinical success with patients that had diabetes, heart problems, and things like that. And by building the thyroid and, you know, using a proper iodine supplementation, he turned a lot of those conditions from critical down to manageable. It was just amazing. And in my studies, I found that iodine is probably the most key mineral element out there for preventing these serious degenerative conditions, particularly of the heart, the pancreas, and the thyroid. And as far as the immune system can't even function without proper iodine levels throughout the body. So that's another discussion.
you know the thing about it is you know, we need oil in the engines of our car to be able to keep the engines moving smoothly and all the parts rotating and all that stuff. And, you know, we need water in our system to keep our body hydrated. But the inside where we can't see, you know, I said this a long time ago. If we were to wear our organs and our veins and everything on the outside of our body, we'd be more concerned because we would actually see what's going on. Because, you know, people would comment and walk up and say, you know, those that liver looks a little fatty, or you look a little sluggish in your blood moving here. And, you know, we would be so vain that we would do everything possible, but we can't see it. So we have to kind of ask ourselves the question sometime, am I doing everything I should be doing? Am I not doing everything I should be doing? Am I really taking care of myself, or am I not just thinking about it at all? And, you know, and you guys make some really good points.
Well, that's an excellent point there, the vanity factor. Yeah, that's all the time what drives us, but because we can't see it, we don't give it consideration. Excellent point, Jeffrey.
So when we take care of our heart will take care of us. You got to love your heart so your heart can love you back.
You know, I think one of the things that we need to make sure that we're doing is putting ourselves into a way of approaching our health a little bit differently, because it's really important. Anything you guys want to say in closing? We got just a tiny bit of time left.
If I have anything to say, is hi to the folks there at Stay Healthy and the great job that they're doing, and we sure appreciate the work you're doing, Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you so much. My best health to both of you, and look forward to our next chat. Will I be seeing you at Expo?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. That's coming right up in just a few weeks.
Well, I'll text you guys when we get there so we can make sure we see each other.
Oh, I'd sure like that.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Absolutely.
My guests today, Carl and Joan Robinson, representing their groundbreaking line of Cedar Bear Naturals. It's the Tinktrack line of liquid herbals. Stay Healthy carries the full line of the products. And like I said, the singular herbs are there for when you want to just have that one herb that you want to use or that you're interested in using. And they're all awesome. And then they took the time to blend beautiful combinations. So they took the guesswork out. They put the right things together. So a cardio tonic, a mineral tonic, you know, a heart tonic, all these things, they've done it for you. And all you have to do is remember to take it. But if you're someone like me who remembers the old days, the alcohol-based liquid tinctures, they were awful. These are wonderful. They use glycerin. There's no alcohol in the base. They're beautifully formulated. And like I said, you'll love them for the taste, but you'll go back for the effects. And they are well put together. So check out the full line of Cedar Bear Naturals Tinktrack Liquid Herbal Tinctures at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And remember that this is a place where you can go and get awesome information, work with the most knowledgeable staff, get the best customer service in a store fully packed with the best of the best every day, with the best as well as the best prices available. And sometimes you can ask them if they have coupons on some of the things you're using. Many of the companies do send coupons now, so it would be great for you to ask. I mean, they're already getting low prices, but you might just find that they've got a coupon on it as well, and that's just something else that they do. I want to remind you also about their 35th anniversary party. It's Saturday, March 2nd from 11:30 until 4 p.m. with all kinds of prizes and samples and demos and all that fun stuff. Come and celebrate and help Wayne and his amazing crew celebrate their 35th anniversary. Did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? They are. And that they're in this fourth decade. They have been through so much with the industry and the changes. But the wonderful thing they've learned is that you stay up to date and you get the best of the best things that you can possibly have all at your fingertips every single day in one place, your full service store, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your email and you'll enter yourself for newsletters and coupons and all that good stuff, as well as being able to read all the industry articles. And of course, like them on Facebook as well to stay connected every day. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. You're going to really enjoy getting healthy with these amazing folks. They're going to make the process a little less confusing, take away the misinformation, and at the same time provide you with all kinds of information moving forward for the best health you've been in a long time. If you go in the store anytime during the month, they always have a basket giveaway. Just say, I want to enter and win, and they'll give you a slip to fill out for their basket giveaway. I want to remind everybody that I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guests in my industry, the best guests that are formulating and teaching and training and educating all over the country, writing articles, writing books, founding these beautiful companies that we get the benefit of from their lines of awesome products. I don't let everybody come on my show. There's a lot of companies that want to, and you'll never hear me say a bad word about a company in my industry. You just might not hear me talk about them. And to me, there's plenty of awesome companies out there, you know, to keep me busy and to keep a good, steady stream of information here on the show. So I choose to use the companies that think like me. Quality, integrity, customers first, and making changes in our health by using quality products that were formulated with the consumer in mind. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can click on the archive icon, download the show, and listen to it when it's convenient for you. Head over to Stay Healthy, check out the line of Cedar Bear products, and have an awesome day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.